Welcome back to our PSA program on Lotus Radio. It is called In Depth. I am called Ian Sorensen. My second guest today, very important topic we're discussing today. It is Sharon Chamberlain from Hopes, Northern Nevada Hopes, Chief Executive Officer at that. How are you, Sharon?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming in. It's taken a little while to get you in here, but I'm glad we could make it happen.
Me too.
Yeah, because you have amazing things to discuss. In case people don't know about Hopes, which I don't know how they don't, because you guys are everywhere and you're helping so many people in this community, but just kind of give us an overview of the organization, if you would.
Absolutely. Northern Nevada Hopes is a integrated medical clinic that serves people regardless of their ability to pay. So we take Medicaid and Medicare, all the private insurances, but also for folks that don't have insurance, we really try to reduce the barriers and ensure that they have access to primary care, behavioral health, psychiatry, case management services, pharmacy. We offer transportation, all of these things that help people live healthier and make a healthier community.
There we go. Simply done. And it feels like, I mean, you just listed off a number of things. It sounds like you do a lot. I mean, so not only physical health, as you said, but psychiatry. I mean, mental health is definitely coming to the forefront as being way more important in our lives than I think we take it for granted.
I think you're exactly right. And it's part of the model that we've had. We've been around for 20 years and we expanded into primary care from a focus on people living with HIV. And we did that in 2012. And okay. We saw such a need in our community for access to a very comprehensive set of services, because it's always so much more than just your diabetes or your hypertension. If you're struggling with addiction or behavioral health challenges, if you're experiencing homelessness, all of those pieces impact your physical health and well-being. So when we have a place where people can come, stop in one-stop shop, it really helps people access care.
Most definitely. How long have you been with the organization?
I've been here for 6 years.
6 years. Okay. And how did you get the gig, if you can pardon the expression?
through a long interview process.
Yeah, I bet.
It was really exciting for me. I've spent most of my career working with folks living with HIV. And what was neat about this opportunity was the idea and the consideration of expanding the model of HIV care into primary care. And it was just something that was really exciting to me. And I feel very fortunate every single day that I walk in.
Good. And has the expansion, I mean, I'm sure there's been some bumps and bruises along the way. Have there been particular obstacles that have just kind of been constant or that were kind of hard to get over or...
You know, one of the things that we were concerned about were, you know, hiring the staff to meet the growing need. But that actually has been, we've been extremely fortunate in finding medical providers and psychiatry and case managers and behavioral health therapists. And so that's actually been very positive. I think the big piece is just the very rapid growth. We add about 400 new patients every year.
Wow.
I mean, every month. And
every month,
about 400 new patients. And what has happened for us, for years since 97, we had about 600 patients and about 23 staff. And now we have about 170 staff and about 10,000 patients. And we're already, you know, looking and doing some internal construction to expand our services.
Okay, cool. And actually, where are you located?
We're located on 5th and Ralston, so right across from JJ's and Beto's, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, it's a pretty sizable building, if I remember correctly.
It is. It's about 38,000 square feet. And, the need for access to care, we're in a big provider shortage area here in Reno
and in Northern Nevada. Yeah.
And that makes a big, people don't have access to care. You know, the national benchmark is one primary care provider for about 700 patients. And in Hope Service Area, there's one primary care provider for about 3,800 patients.
Wow. Okay. So I see the need for expansion.
Yes.
It'd be good to add more staff and kind of just keep it going.
We're always hiring, adding more staff.
Yeah, cool. And then you were talking about, just before we actually started recording, you were talking about a particular project you're working on, which is...
This is a really neat project that we're excited about. We work a lot with folks that are experiencing homelessness, because homelessness, we know that homelessness impacts people's health and well-being. And, you know, kind of as a response to this need in the community, we've partnered with some local credit unions, Greater Nevada Credit Union, Great Basin Federal Credit Union, Financial Horizons, for our Housed and Healthy program. And so it's a neat way to get involved and support the community. The program is Pack the Pack, and we're asking people to donate supplies, toiletries, at these credit unions as they visit their banking partners. And the idea is that we're using these backpacks to incentivize folks that are experiencing homelessness to access and engage in services like primary care and behavioral health and case management, with the ultimate goal of the Housed and Healthy program to move chronically homeless individuals off of the streets and into permanent housing. Okay. So as they access services and meet with, you know, different staff at HOPES, when they complete that, they'll get this backpack, which is made specifically for folks experiencing homelessness. It's waterproof. There's separate pockets for documents and important papers, all of those pieces, packed full of toiletries donated from the community.
Okay, cool. Is this going to be an ongoing thing? Is there like a time limit?
It's starting now, and it's going to run for the next month.
The next month?
Yes.
Okay, so through all of September, people can drop off toiletries at those credit unions and organizations.
That's right. Yeah.
Fantastic. How else? I mean, are you looking for volunteers? I don't know what the status is of your staff. I mean, again, you're expanding, so I don't know if you're in need of particular roles to be filled.
We've got a lot of staff openings right now, several case management positions, accounting positions. I encourage you to look at our website, www.nnhopes.org, and there's a whole list there for careers. It's constantly changing and updating, so if you don't see something you like, just check back
just
in a little
bit. Wait a day.
Yeah,
and
there might
it.
Be something else up there. We're working and developing our volunteer program right now, and we do have volunteers that work in our harm reduction outreach center and do some street outreach and work in our syringe services program, and then also some opportunities just for, you know, upkeep around the property. We have a garden that we grow fresh vegetables for our folks, our clients.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a really clever idea.
Yeah.
And then also, are there any, I guess, fundraising things you're working on that you want people to know about? Any events coming up?
We don't have any events coming up. We do rely heavily on contributions from the community, and you can donate easily through our website or by sending in a check or any kind of support. Those things really directly help the individuals that we serve. 96 cents of every dollar goes directly to patient services at HOPES.
Wow. Okay. That's more than some other organizations give, it feels like. I'm not going to name names, but yeah, that's really, really amazing. So one thing, there's been a lot of activity legislatively when it comes to healthcare. And I'm wondering if you and your organization have been worried about the outcome of that, or has that affected you at all?
You know, we really recognize that there is so much value in having expanded Medicaid in our state. And, you know, our governor was one of the first Republican governors to make that expansion. Mm-hmm. And a lot of respect for his choice in doing that. You know, we must continue to work on the ACA and continue to find ways to improve it. Taking away the ACA and the Medicaid expansion would be devastating to the state and, you know, the 10,000 patients that we serve, certainly.
Okay. All right. Hopefully, well, we can keep it on track and just add to it rather than getting rid of it entirely.
Yes.
That'd be a good idea. So let's go over kind of basic information again. Where you're located, how people can find you online. Are you on like the social media websites?
We are.
Like
we have every social media that that you can imagine. So please like our Facebook. We're on Twitter. What else are the other
Instagram,
social media things?
I don't know if you're
Instagram,
on Instagram.
I think that we are on that also.
Cool.
Our website again is nnhopes.org, and we're located at 580 West 5th Street, which is at the corner of 5th and Ralston.
Beautiful. Whether you're looking to help, whether you're looking to get help, definitely go to HOPES, Northern Nevada HOPES. I want to thank Sharon Chamberlain for coming in and talking about this.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.